You know how some mysteries just grab you and won't let go?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, that's kind of how the story of Benjamin Kuji feels. Imagine this. It's 1974, Honolulu. Kuji's working at the Department of Vital Records.
Okay.
And he stumbles onto something really, really bizarre. Dozens of birth
All
certificates.
right, duplicates, you mean?
Exactly. Identical names, same birth dates, same hospital even. But every single one has a different signature.
Okay, so first thought is probably like a clerical mix-up, right? Stuff happens, files get
That's
duplicated.
what Kuji thought too initially, just some weird error.
Oh, but the really unsettling part, as you mentioned, is that these weren't just glitches in the system.
No.
When he checked, they didn't match up with the national records, which
Oh.
kind of suggests, well, it suggests real people walking around with these duplicate, inconsistent
Yeah,
identities.
that's where it goes from like an odd bureaucratic mistake to something else, something much stranger.
So he's found this anomaly, potentially quite serious. What does he do?
Well, he tries to flag it to his bosses, right? He
Yeah.
says, "Hey, look at this." But based on the records, they basically brushed him off.
Brushed him off.
Or worse.
Worse. They sidelined him, and then bang, he was fired. No real explanation given.
Wow. Okay, and the timing here is, well, it's pretty chilling, isn't it?
It really is. Because just days after he's fired, Benjamin Kuji disappears, vanishes.
Gone, just like that. Which immediately makes you think, was he silenced? Did he find something they really didn't want getting out?
It certainly points that way. Or
Yeah.
maybe it's something even stranger we haven't considered.
Well, did he leave anything behind? Any clues?
He did. Just before he vanished, he mailed a letter to a close friend. Sort of a last-ditch effort, maybe?
Okay, what was in it?
Copies of a few of those duplicate birth certificates and a handwritten note, a really cryptic note.
Cryptic how?
It just said, "Some were reset, but they remember, and that is the mistake."
Summer reset. What does that even mean? Reset? Like identities,
Right.
memories.
It's incredibly vague, but so suggestive,
Yep.
right? Yeah. And they remember. Who's they? The people with the duplicate certificates. And remembering is the mistake. That implies, well, it implies remembering something they shouldn't.
Exactly. That note just pushes the whole thing way beyond, simple fraud or error.
Yeah.
Feels different.
And after Kuji was fired and disappeared, what happened to those files he found?
That's another disturbing part. Most of them just disappeared from the records office. Poof, gone.
So, a cover-up then. Seems like someone actively scrubbed the evidence.
It looks that way, almost perfectly scrubbed.
Almost.
Almost, because a list survived. Somehow, an inventory list with just 12 names on it remained. That's all we have left from Kuji's original find.
12 names. Okay, so that's a thread, a very thin thread, but still.
And one of those names,
Yeah.
well, it connects to something even stranger. There's this woman linked to one of the names on that list.
And what's her story?
She claims to have memories. Memories of another life. But it's not like reincarnation in the usual sense. It's memories coexisting with her current life.
Wait, memories of another life, but in the same body? Living in the same house, same parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like parallel experiences somehow overlapping in her mind. It sounds completely wild, I know.
That's deeply strange. Does she give specifics?
She talks about drawing these symbols she doesn't recognize or
Yeah.
understand where they came from, and she has dreams, apparently. Dreams about future dates, specific dates.
Wow. Okay, so how do we connect this back to the duplicate certificates? Is this woman one of the duplicates or something else?
That's the massive question, isn't it? Are these connected? Could the duplicates Kuji found be linked to people experiencing, well, things like this profound identity weirdness?
It takes us way beyond identity theft. I mean, the idea of people existing who, according to the official paper trail, shouldn't, or who exist twice, it's profoundly unsettling.
It really is. It challenges everything we think about identity. If someone can have a duplicate record or conflicting memories like that, what does individuality even mean? Are we as unique as we assume?
And think about the practical chaos. Our whole society, legal systems, social structures, it all hinges on one person, one identity, birth certificate, driver's license, social security number. It's all singular.
Right. If there are people who are essentially copies, not clones, maybe, but documented duplicates, how does anything function? Inheritance, voting, just
Never.
basic existence in the system.
It could completely break the framework.
Yeah.
And then there's the reaction, you know, how would people react?
Oh man, fear, paranoia, complete disbelief. Imagine finding out someone you know might have another version of themselves documented somewhere
Yeah.
or has memories that aren't theirs.
it could fundamentally change how we see each other, how we see ourselves. That sense of a solid, unique self might just crumble.
It forces you to ask these huge questions about reality itself, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Like, are memories locked to one person, one timeline? Can identities somehow bleed over or be copied or reset, like Kuji's note said?
What did Benjamin Kuji find? Was it just a massive government screw-up or cover-up involving identity fraud? Or did he stumble on something? Something fundamental about reality that we just don't understand.
Something much more unconventional, yeah. The missing files, that incredibly weird note, this woman's experiences. It all points to something far stranger than missing paperwork.
So we're left with this deep unease. This case, it just hangs there. Identity manipulation, people who maybe shouldn't exist on paper, memories that don't fit.
It really pushes the boundaries of what we think is possible.
And it leaves you with this final thought, right? If there really were others out there, duplicates, people with fragmented or overlapping memories, how would we ever truly know? And what would discovering that actually mean for, well, for everything we think is real?